The music is coming from a curry house near the football ground, careering out of speakers placed outside to attract extra custom. The restaurant is almost empty, a bindi masala in one corner, a special korma in the other, and the car park is deserted except for a young couple standing with their arms around each other's waists. They've not been a couple long, a few days perhaps, or a week, and they're both still excited and nervous with desire and possibility. They've come here to dance, drawn sideways from their route home by the music and by bravado, and now they are hesitating, unsure of how to begin, unfamiliar with the steps, embarrassed. But they do begin. And as the first smudges of light seep into the sky from the east, from the far side of the city and in towards these streets, they hold their heads high and their backs straight and step together in time to the slide and wheel of the music. They dance with a style more suited to the ballroom than to the Bollywood movies the music comes from, but they dance all the same, hips swinging, waist touching, eyes fixed on eyes. The waiters have come across the window. They're laughing. They're calling uncle, uncle to the man in the kitchen who is finally beginning to clean up after a long night. They dance and he steps out of the door to watch, wiping his hands on his apron, licking the weary tips of his fingers, pulling at his long beard. They dance and he smiles and nods and thinks of his wife sleeping at home and thinks of when they were young and might still have done something like this. Elsewhere, across the city, the day is beginning with a rush and a shout, the fast whine of office hoovers, the locked slam of lorry doors, the hurried clocking on of the early shifts. But here, as the dawn sneaks up on the last day of summer, and as a man with tired hands watches a young couple dance in the car park of his restaurant, there are only these: sparkling eyes, smudged lipstick, fading starlight, the crunching of feet on gravel, laughter, and a slow walk home.